Hey folks, welcome to this episode of The Kira Banks Show. On this episode, we have week 17 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, I release what should have been and fully embrace with gratitude the life I have today. So this affirmation requires that we acknowledge our hopes, our dreams of what we thought should have happened, what we expected to happen, and release that and be at least willing to consider gratitude for where our life is. So one of the questions it asks is, what losses are you mourning? What's something you thought was supposed to happen but didn't turn out as expected? And as I was reflecting on this week, I was thinking about, you know, those massive losses that we have. Like, I have friends who have lost a child and, you know, you're like, this is not how it's supposed to go. I'm supposed to go before my child. Or, you know, a loss of a partner and a dream of a life with someone. And I often think we think about like romantic losses, but we often don't think about the platonic, like the loss of friendship. That can leave a huge gap and can be really hard, right? So the loss of relationship, of connection. And those are big, those are massive. But what we mourn about how our life should have gone can be as small, I shouldn't even say as small, but those massive losses are big. And then it could be something as simple as maybe our career isn't going the way that we wanted to. Maybe our child's life and how we set things up and hoped things would be, it's not going the way that we would want it to go. Maybe that hobby that we're engaging in and where we hope to be, you know, maybe we're not there yet. It could be a loss in the sense of like what we think we should be doing and what things should be like. And so I want you to think both big, small, daily, major life event around what you might be mourning or what you have set up in your mind about how things should be. Because sometimes we can get caught up in that rigid idea of like things should be this way. And we don't even realize how stuck to that idea we are until it doesn't happen. And then we realize, oh, that really hit us. And I was thinking about, like, for me, what are the different things that have happened, like with career or connection or family? And, you know, one of the ones that I realized was unexpected for me was that I had this idea that my children should go away to college. Like, that's something that they should do. It's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to go away. And that's like they're launching. And not that they can't come back, but like this idea of, you know, driving to drop my kid off at college and all of that. I had this idea. And then it didn't turn out as expected. And one of the other parts of this week is, what are some of the benefits of the path that life ended up taking? Like, what are some of those pleasant surprises or what are you grateful for? And I realized that I was stuck on this idea of my kid going away to college. My oldest decided to go to college close by. Great school, great program, but it wasn't what I thought was going to happen. It wasn't what I expected. And yet I've realized in these last couple years, what a gift it has been. Like, what a pleasant surprise it's been. Because my worry was that if they didn't go away, that they wouldn't learn the independence that I wanted them to learn. Like, of course, I'm always here, but I want you to go away, be in your bubble of college and figure things out. But what I realize is that, you know, we can, in our family, create those opportunities for our kid. And they also can be really close. So like when my dad's 80th birthday happened, they were able to be there. It wasn't like they were off at college because it was during the semester. And so if they had been however many miles away, they probably would not have flown home on that weekend for dinner on my dad's 80th birthday. Most likely not. And so there've been those times where I'm like, oh, you know what? It's actually really kind of beautiful that they're here and that they're close. And so that might seem minor to some folks, but I do think it's like this idea of what I thought would be mourning that loss and realizing, you know what? There's been some pleasant surprises in the path that life took. Oh, look, here's this thing that I'm grateful for. Or if, you know, something happens, I can get to them quickly. We have had some pretty clear boundaries, especially first year. Like, you're not coming home to do laundry or you're not coming home on the weekends. You'll come home on break, just like other people who are far from home will come home for break, so that then you're settled on campus. So people are looking for you on campus. Because I know, having worked on college campuses, if you're not there and people aren't looking for you, you won't get your community on campus, the organizations that you're a part of. People won't think to call you to go play basketball or do whatever because they'll assume that you're at home. So we set some boundaries and I feel like it's worked. It wasn't what I thought it was supposed to be or it should be, or in my mind what it was going to be, but there have been a lot of pleasant surprises. And so again, I invite you to think about the script that you had for your life versus what's happened in kind of those massive big ways, but also in those smaller ways that matter, but maybe are not as major life events, to help you kind of realize what you've been holding on to and what you need to release. And so one of the activities that they gave us to release was the kind of the bubble exercise of like blowing a bubble and letting it go and releasing. You can think about what works for you. It could be as simple as like visualizing the expectation or the thing kind of floating down the water and watching it go away. It could be writing down all that you envisioned, all that you thought should have happened, and then ripping it up or burning it up or throwing it away. Right. So think about for you what that release might be and be honest with yourself about all the things that you envisioned would happen and then they didn't, and how you have been able to have some gratitude or notice the pleasant surprises with the way that life has played out. And then the last piece was this idea of like a plot twist, right? So we have what we thought should happen and what happened. Can we play with that? Can we be like outside of ourselves and think about our lives like a movie and think about all the wacky, zany ways that things could have gone? And that also can open us up to be grateful for where we are and the path that life has taken. So I encourage you, if you have a story of a loss and a reflection and how you've released and been grateful, you know, that doesn't mean that you don't still grieve or you don't still mourn. That mourning and gratitude can live side by side. But what have you realized that you need to release so that you can be grateful for what is? We have some really cool AI technology that can like make your voice a different voice. And if you want us to share your story, but don't want to be known, you can be anonymous. You can reach me at Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. And I'd love to hear what you're reflecting on and what you're releasing this week. So thanks for joining me on this episode. I'll see you next time on the Dr. Kira Banks Show.
Have Titus Bill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.